A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, April 29th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the official opening of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair by the Togolese president today.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Comme vous le savez, le potentiel de développement de commerce en Afrique est immense.
As you are aware, the potential of development of trade development in Africa is immense.
Mais sa part dans le commerce international demeure très faible.
But its part with regard to international trade remains weak.
Tout cela peut être dû à l'existence de barrières insidieuses, souvent non tarifaires.
That means vast domain of various opportunities.
It's not an inspiring decision, not inspiring in the sense that the way this gentleman or leader was installed in power or came to power is very controversial, considering that in 2005 the elections were contested or were disputed and also there was bloodshed.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you're listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the official opening of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair.
Togolese President Fore Nasibe officially opened the 57th edition of the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair in Bulawayo today. He urged Zimbabweans to remain resilient in the face of Western-imposed targeted sanctions, saying Lome has also been through that phase and survived. The choice of Mr. Nasibe to open the fair has been criticized by human rights groups who accuse him of gross human rights abuses.
But Harare says he is a reformed man. A total of 19 countries, including Russia, Botswana, Cyprus, China, Ethiopia, Germany, Indonesia, Iran, Poland, Namibia, Tanzania, South Africa, and Zambia, are taking part at this year's 57th edition of the ZITF. But critics of the fair say it has lost its glitter and is now resembling a flea market.
If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, I see.
Onguka hamawadiwa nasi tinawatinge tichitarisa nezve kuvhurwa zviripamutemo kweZimbabwe International Trade Fair kuBulawayo Grounds uko nemutungamiri weTogo Fore Nasibe. Asi vamwe vari kugununguna kuti vanenge vanotonga nedemo kunyika kwavo kuTogo uko, asi vehurumende vanoti aiwa vanogona kunge vasina kutanga kupinda pachigaro nenzira dzakanaka, asi munhu achinja parizvino kuteedzera utongo chaiwo chaiwo unotambirwa nenyika dzepasi rose. Uye kune nyika gumi nepfumbamwe kana kuti 19 dziri kuratidzirawo kumusika mukuru iyoyo weZITF. Vamwe vari kuti aiwa hapana chiri kubuda, vamwe vari kuti aiwa zviri kutoratidza kuti ZITF iri kutosimba. Tadaunzwa kuti munoonawo sei nyaya yekukokwa kwava Genasibei uye mamiro akaita nyaya dzezveupfumi muZimbabwe. Nyika inge kwanise here kukwezvave kunze kuti vaizouchikamari dzavo, Gibbs?
Yebambe Zulu kanindaba lingali chona njani kula ngapho la khona ngapho ke trade fairs zilethemba ukuthi lisebenze kahle. Ye lamhla nje ke sixoxa ngombukiso omkhulu weZimbabwe International Trade Fair okhona ngale kobulawayo. Umbukiso lo ujalo kwenziwa mnyaka yonke bakhona ye abasolayo besithi ungana uhambi kahle kube khona labanye abathi hayi kukhanya kuyajabulisa okwenzakala khona ngale. Sixoxe labo sibili abanye aba exhibitor khona ngale bathi bacabangela ukuthi bangathola ubusiness lonyaka. Njalo ke sizwile ukuthi umnumzana Mfore Nasibe nguye ovulileyo umbuziso lo lamhlanje. Bekulomongameli Robert Mugabe khona ngale e-Trade Fair. Uthe ekhuluma ke umnumzana Nasibe wathi kumele amazwe e-Afrika sebenze katalala ukuthi asebenze endawonye. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi kambe ubona njani umbukiso lo we-ZITF lokuthi ke umnumzana Nasibe ahambe e-ZITF. Abanye bekhonene ukuthi yena ngwakhe wephula ilungelo loluntu elizweni lakhe. So ke Zulu asiqoqene nge-ZITF njalo lakho konke kwenzakala ngomkhono weZimbabwe. Xa lifuna ukwengena khona manje nasi number lifona kanye salifona khona ngapho 001 202 619 2077. Yes, sivuthu inkundla futhi.
Of course, for starters, the Togolese president Fore Gnassingbe took over from his father, Gnassingbe Eyadema, who ruled Togo from 1967 until 2005, when he died en route to France, and it is alleged that he had a heart attack. And after his father died, that is when Faure Gnassingbe took over. But there were unconstitutional means of taking power because the constitution had to be changed in order to accommodate him, according to the Togolese constitution. Then, if the president were to die in office, like what happened, the Speaker of Parliament would take over until fresh elections. But this did not happen. The Speaker of Parliament, who was outside the country, was forced to stay there, and the military installed Faure Gnassingbe. Gibbs, I think we have our first guest, is Mr. Busisa Moyo, the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries President. Mr. Moyo, good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can start the ball rolling.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, it's good that you have actually joined us. Are you at the trade fair? And if you are there, give us an update. How is the fair this year?
Well, the fair is sort of closed off now. It's 8:30 p.m. here in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
So the fair has ended for today. We go back again tomorrow, but tomorrow is public days. We had three business days, and obviously for us as a business, we'll be looking at the success of the trade fair based on orders, how much orders we get.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to looking at how many exhibitors at the trade fair. So maybe our metrics for assessing the success of a trade fair is maybe different from the people running the trade fair.
Mm-hmm.
So my comments will be perhaps to look at how successful has business been in getting orders, in attracting new orders, and having deals. Suppliers are also a key assessment of the success of a trade fair for us as industry.
Mm-hmm. So from that perspective, would you say this was a successful fair for Zimbabwe's businesses?
Well, I think it was fair. Obviously, we would want more for where we are. You know, every dollar counts when we invest in exhibiting at the trade fair. We would want to see a good return by us getting good orders or new orders or meeting suppliers that help us to improve our technologies and improve raw material supply. Those are the sorts of things that we as business look at. And I think it was fair. Obviously, we would have liked to see more. We would have liked to see a higher return as business. We would like to see more of the business side of the fair and attracting, you know, people with the capacity to buy our products, with the capacity to assist our companies, which are struggling at the moment, to improve.
Mm-hmm.
We did have yesterday morning, on Thursday, what we call the Original Equipment Manufacturers Breakfast, under the title Mechanized Industrialized. So we were looking there at the retooling agenda for others' businesses. As I've said, we are looking at our machines, raw materials, and customers. So yesterday for us was a good morning that we had with the manufacturers of machines and products that can help us to innovate in terms of factories, improve our factories. And that's what we will, for us, we would like to see more of that during the trade day for us to say it was a resounding success.
Yeah, masa sikhuluma ke ngesintu lapha baba moyo ukhangela ukuthi abantu abanengi bathini bangani bangazuza yini lokuthiwa ngama deal khona ngaleni.
Yeah, ama deal bebekhona kodwa besifisa bekuyisifiso sethu ukuthi inga ama deal bebemamane nganyana kwedlula lokho esibone khona ukuthi ukuthenga kwempahla esizilungisayo emafactory. Lesifisa ukuthi ngaku xaxa kungani kuphezulu. So nxa sikhangela iphakathi laphakathi i-trade fair yethu sithole amakampani asikabuthanisi inombolo zethu ukuthi sibone ukuthi amadili lawo bemakhulu kangakanani kumbe bemaningi kangakanani, kodwa nxa sikhulumisana nje dibana nabanye abakulowo mbukiso we-trade fair sibona ukuthi kukhona inzuzo etholakaleyo kodwa kayifikanga lapho besifisa ukuthi ifike khona.
So he's saying that you know, when you are talking to people that at the trade fair, you know, they were saying that basically they're trying to reach certain goals, but maybe the business could have been higher, but at least they got something out of it.
Mr. Moy, some people are saying maybe this trade fair has lost its glamour and its time that Zimbabwe revamp it, taking into consideration that you know, the country's business now is basically driven by what we can call small to medium sector. The small to medium sector business is opposed to the traditional big businesses. Would you agree that there's need to revamp the trade fair to reflect that?
No, I think that's a very incorrect and uninformed assessment. I think that we must never be forced to make choices that we don't have to make. I think in every country there is industry, the large concerns, there are the medium concerns, and there is the informal sector, there is the small to medium. It is healthy for the country to have such a setup. And I think this pitting big business against growing business is an old-fashioned way of approaching it. I think we need to look at an inclusive program. Big business needs the small business, because the people that buy our cooking oil, they are from all sectors, whether they are small. So the success of the small to medium is the success of the economy as a whole. So I don't think we need to demarcate or say we farm. I think whatever, farmers are also a type of business, which is another thing we need to add to this pile. And we can now say, let's go for farmers, let's for media, let's go for large media. I think everybody that has the capacity to exhibit must be given a chance. What we would like to see is more trade in the fair. The main trade fair. So we must focus on issues of trade, commerce, and as opposed to maybe we see quite a lot of government departments and municipalities. You know, that for us, they are feeling a vacuum. We understand, of course, they are feeling a vacuum, but it's not a trade fair. If it's a trade fair, small to medium businesses, commercial services, manufacturing, it must be really focused on enterprise, on business. If you look at the awards that were given, a lot of Taras Metals and you know, things like that, for us as commerce, this is a comment from us as commerce and as business people. We are obviously interested in seeing more trade in the fair, more economics, more commerce in the fair, as opposed to the other things that we're seeing now. So that's our concern. But we have to come to the party. We cannot blame the organizer. If business is not coming to the party, in terms of exhibiting, because we have companies, we have thousands and thousands of companies in Zimbabwe. So we would like to see more of them exhibiting. There are challenges. For example, we've engaged the trade fair. The cost of the trade fair sometimes is very high. These are the real issues for artists' business that we would like to engage. And fortunately, we have got a very receptive management, a very receptive chairman in the trade fair dialogue, and they are looking at the issue of how can we make it more affordable for companies to attend and exhibit the trade.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us, this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the Zimbabwe International Trade Fair. And our guest so far is Mr. Busisa Moyo, the president of the Confederation of Zimbabwe Industries. Gibbs, we have some callers.
Yeah, you know, Mr. Umelasi, Lapo, South Africa. Baba Umelasi, unawuchona njani?
Sabona, Gibbs.
Yeah, unjani dot.
Ngiyaphila unjani?
Hawu sala uqine inkonko sibile.
Angiqine nyafa. Qine nyafa lapha eSouth Africa la. Gibbs.
Yebo.
Kunzima lapha ndoda.
Mm.
Uyabona i-trade fair wona ivale lithi trade fair.
Mm.
Lihle likutshela ukuthi ngumbukiso ongaso ungafuzanga ube ngumbukiso wabantu abala amakhampani amancane kumbe abantu abala amakhampani amakhulu wodwa kumbe abenza yiphi business. Umbukiso wamabhizinisi wonke nje jikelele emhlabeni engalo. Ubuso sithi singakhangela ukuthi thina amadoda la asekhaya asesekhoneni ukuthi asezeswele ukuthi azabize abantu abale mali eziningi ukuthi bangasincedisa, bangancedisela laba amabhizinisi amancane, ngoba amabhizinisi amancane lawo angaze ake existe amabhizinisi amakhulu engekho. Kunjengokuthi nje kubuyele emuva futhi ukuthi amakhulu lawo ayexiste amabhizinisi amancane engekho. Uyakuzwisise ngisho
kakhulu.
Bese sikhangela ukuthi indlela uhulumende wethu ofaka i-commitment ngayo yakhe ngayo ekuvuleni amabhizinisi lekuzameni ukuthi baqhelise umnotho, ayi-commitment yabo mina iyandanisa, ngoba ungabona labantu asebenqusa nje ukuthi kuthiwe i-trade fair ibe khona. Uyabona lokhu anto esigabeni nxa abantu bengakuthandi usuphongwenza sithi yizaba yesindebeni. Uyabona sesizokuza khona ke ukuthini kuhambe kwabizwa upresident. Uyabona ngokuthi nxa sithi i-trade fair, trade fair kumele ubize umuntu esithi ngesikhiwa abantu le phansi ukuthi nxa ekhona abantu bayabona ukuthi into eyenzakala lafani lesi sindo, wonke umuntu ethi kahle ngiyebona, wonke umuntu ethi kahle ngiyebona. Kodwa ungabiza umuntu okuthi lami nginje angilazi lelo lizwe lipresident wakhona ngimazi, uyawubona ukuthi akulasi sindo. Lezi sithi thina uyabona okunye mina engikunanzelelayo ngamadoda la abagombolozela umgabe. Bazama ukuthi batshengise umgabe ukuthi alali lawo ndoda laphana ungathiye ufake umntwana, uthi sifize umntwana wathiye efakiwe. Uyakubona yikho mina mbona yikho kubuye lowo ndoda ukuthi babone ukuthi amdala lapho ungathiye ufake umntwana, ngoba bayazi ukuthi kungangena omunye umuntu olengqondo sibile ezijileyo uzatshintsha izinto eziningi, amadoda amaningi agenquka. So kungafaka umntwana balokhu njengoba umgabe sikhule kakhulu ukuthi sesimbiza ukuthi hayi usengumntwana sebezenzela intando yabo, ungafaka umntwana futhi la kubazazenzela futhi intando yabo.
Aw boni kamolase uyayitshaya mnandi kakhulu. 10 seconds qethisa baba.
Yeah. Hayi i-trade fair sibile mina kuyandanisa, sisakhula koBulawayo, hey ibiyindawo ukuthi kungadwa trade fair. Hayi vele ufuna ukuthi kuyazobhuzile ukuthi kufike elabantwana ilanga. Kodwa nje kunamhlanje abantu abama bamvunelanga bethi dida silama le trade fair ukuthini, kutsho ukuthi vele ayidumanga.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Mwelasa, uyitshayele mfowethu, umbongele kakhulu.
Ngiyabonga la.
Yes, so what Mr. Mwelasa is saying is that if ever you invite somebody to come and officially open a certain event like ZITF, you need to call the person with the punch. He says this guy, Mr. Nasibe, who is the president of TOCO, is not known in Zimbabwe, you know. There could be some people who know him, according to him, but he appears to be somebody who has fished from the can, you know. Like, you know, just netting him, since maybe Mr. Mugabe has got certain ideas of transferring power to his son. So he says maybe he wanted to get some some kind of tips, you know, from Nasibe, how this can be done. That's his opinion.
That is his opinion, yeah, of course.
So then, in terms of, you know, business. So he says he's disappointed about what the trade fair is all about these days because there's not too much business there, according to him.
Regai tiende kune mwe mtereri. Mkoma Francis Makadi. Mkoma Francis? Muripo here parunare Mkoma Francis? Francis?
Yeah, Mfoka Francis, ukonekti mwene mnumzani.
Hello.
Gunjani ba?
Ngapila gunjani ba?
Ngipile kakhulu ngapi konapho?
Ah, mina ngiyakhuluma isona baba izindebele siyakusula baba.
Ora tawura zwako, wa uchiti chiba.
Ah, tangatiri kugurugura ne trade fair kiti wa ku Zimbabwe.
Eh, muri kuona sei?
Eh, pane ma trade barriers ari kuitwa ne dzimwe nyika, paka economy yedu kana yakashata zvakaita sezvizviti. It serves no purpose. The trade fair because my products are selling to dzimwe nyika. It's just for exhibiting, for just for luxurious purposes, but as far as we are running away from that country because of economic situation, first and foremost, they must stabilize the economy so that they will exhibit their products. The other countries can even buy the products. So we can have the stability of business and the economy. At the same time, the economy will grow.
Mm. Saka tichi tarisa tichienda mberi muri kuona kurudzire nyi chitambirwa here kuti zvinhu zvigadzikane semataurira muri kuita kuti panoda kuti pange pachiswa mitemo inokurudzira vemabhizimisi
panoda kuti pagadziriswe padiso ma trade barriers. How can we remove those trade barriers? You must have a good relationship with other countries so that you must have a business relationship. Come buying and selling because most of our products why?
I want
those to... are the problems which are facing also. We can exhibit, we can showcase our products, but most of the countries they don't want to buy our products.
I want to note that zvikuru mukoma Francis nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndicharusenga chomunoda.
Oh, nditarusenga. Okay, saka mukoma Francis. I want to note enda zvikuru vatarusenga.
Ndatenda hangu baba.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Gibbs, I think you heard what Tarusenga said. He was translating along the way, so there's no need to summarize what he said.
So Francis is not there, right?
No, I don't think so. Mukoma Francis?
No,
I'm not there.
So let's go back to Mr. Moyo. Mr. Moyo, let's talk about maybe the future of ZITF. How do you see it?
I think the previous caller touched on the correct point. I think that we as a nation need to be looking at how do we get to be export competitive, to produce products that can be bought competitively in the region. Two aspects, price and quality. We need to be looking at our products as well. That's what's going to make a trade fair truly a trade fair. We need to put the trade back into the fair. So that's the future that I see in trade fair. We have already, we have engaged with ZITF management. We started a journey with trade fair. Over 31 and over, but you've got it in a challenge to young Zimbabweans. We can observe, we can analyze, we can criticize, but we are very poor at contributing. Angithi ukuthi akula zinto ezenqabela ibhizinesi kumbe ezenqabela umuntu olombono, kodwa kumele umbono wethu esiwubonayo thina kumele siwufake forward. Sesihlalele o-vice president wangapha wakumpoko, sesahlala naye sakhulumisana sathi mdala lapha i-trade fair thina sisho ukuthi ubulawa njengangobhodi moyo lapha bekhuluma nathi sakhula kunjalo i-trade fair kwakuyinto enkulu kakhulu for ubulawayo But it was because there was a good activity around the trade fair, that of trade. So, but So it trade fair, you cannot really have a trade fair without the goods to trade with the rest of the region and the rest of the continent, which is what we are trying to do. Because as one trade fair, so kunama municipalities, so kunama parastatal, amanyama parastatal gayenzi kuhle kodwa ukuthola ewina ama awards lapha ukuthi stand sabo bese sihlobo ama company. So konoko it's because ama parastatal wabona ivacuum iphinde sibingekho. Why is business not there? Iphinde sibayikho ngenxa yokuthi ama products esiwalungisayo ayadura, ama products esiwalungisayo alama cost, ama products esiwenzayo ayachaja izinto eziningi ngohulumende wethu. So kumele sicwayisane, siphoqisane, silungise ama products ayenzwa lapha eZimbabwe.
No, thank you very much. Yes,
we are now being joined by our second guest, that is human rights lawyer, Mr. Dewa Mavinga, senior researcher, Human Rights Watch. Mr. Mavinga, good evening.
Evening, Blessing and Gibbs. How are you guys?
We are doing great. And how is Joburg?
It's fine and quiet tonight.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mavinga, the trade fair was officially opened by Mr. Genasibe, the Togolese president. From a human rights point of view, is there anything wrong inviting him, like what some analysts are saying? Or you agree with Harare that is saying that the man is now reformed?
The issue is that really the trade fair has become a pointless exercise, which is now really more about the relationship between the Zimbabwe regime and the Togo regime. If you look closely at the patterns of dictatorship and the long stay in power in Togo, it's really a family dynasty that has been in power since 1967, effectively. And this is something that appears to now be happening in Zimbabwe. So there is that indication of that affinity for dictatorship and not so much for democracy. So it is not something that Zimbabweans would applaud or celebrate, because there is nothing to show for it except that it's a club of dictators that rally together and support each other in the hour of need.
Thank you, Mr. Mavinga. Do stay on the line. Regai Titore Mwimterere. Mkoma Francis, wani nga wadzoka parunare. Magadi Mkoma Francis.
Kino baba magadiko.
Aiwa, tiripo. Muruku wana sei, mamiru akaita zwe upfumi, nenya yao zeta ITF. Asi zorai redio enyu Mkoma Francis, atizo nzuwa nani?
Kutawo zoka di baba, apana ziripo. Ndanga ndi niko kutete ya nasu. Saka ngoda kuti kwanga kuri rai dzechi ndinongo kusiya kuno profit fair asiri izo baba kwanga kusina chinhu.
Saka mune mamwe makore zvinhu zvanga zviri nani here zvamaimboonawo?
Sorry.
Ko kune mamwe makore apfuura aya zvinhu zvaifamba zvakanaka?
Asikuvhura zvakanaka.
Makavhura radio here? Hatizonzwa nani manje. Manje kana makavhura radio Mukoma Francis Terisa sanzwa nani, ingoteerera ifoni chete.
Okay.
Asi chimbobatai makadaro. Mukoma Francis. Chimbobatai makadaro Mukoma Francis. Tirikudzoka kwamuri Mr. Mavinga and Mr. Ncube, please. Sorry, and Mr. Moyo, please do stay on the line for our radio listeners. Unfortunately, it ends here, but the good news is we are streaming live, so go to www.voezimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Gibbs Dube saying stay tuned.